all other scripture and all other promises are based upon, this is one of them. If you look at Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, the Bible says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." That is a very important verse, because if we had a God that could change, we'd be in a lot of trouble. We also have the other verse that says, "God who cannot lie." Now that's very important as well, because if we had a lying God, we'd be in a lot of trouble as well. Those two verses, I believe, are the most important in all of the scripture. You say, well, how about "For God so loved the world"? That's a very important verse, and it truly is a very important verse. But if God could change or lie, that verse wouldn't mean a whole lot. To me, I believe God keeping his word and God doing things exactly as God would always do them, and God never changing, is highly important. That kind of is a preemptive strike to the message tonight. This is something that I get great joy to watch, being here for as long as we have been. Many of our preachers, we're lucky, have been here for quite a while. We get the opportunity, for the preachers that stick around, we get opportunity to see some of these kids grow up. We get the opportunity to see some of the kids now having kids. We get to see the opportunity of the changes that we go throughout all of our life. I get to watch kids like little Jimmy here in Autumn. I get to watch my daughters grow up. Natalie's now 18 years old and in college. She's now a young lady, and it's a whole lot different than it used to be 20 years ago. I get to watch the young folks grow up into older kids, and I get the older kids grow up into younger adults, and I get to watch some of the younger adults get old with me. And we get to watch these things go through. And as I looked at these verses in Isaiah chapter 46, I want you to see them very quickly. Although I've been here for quite a while, I'm not an old person yet. But I'm happy to tell you what I'm going to preach about tonight is that God will be God even when I am old. God will be God even when I am old. And I want you to see these verses in chapter 46. The Bible says in verse 3, "Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he. And even to your hoar hairs," that's gray-headed, "will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you." We are part of a God that is so amazing and so wonderful. He can be God no matter what age we are. He can be God and be very important no matter what stage of life we're in. He can be everything to us no matter how old we are. What a great promise that is. Let's start out with a word of prayer tonight, and we will get moving forward. Brother Bobby, could you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. Thank you. You may be, everybody seated. All right, Bobby, you may be seated. There are many stages of the life of a man. There are many stages of the life of a young lady. There are many stages of the life of a person. I think about these stages and remember what Job says in 14:1, that our life is full of trouble. Our life is full of things, full of challenges that come our way, full of things that God deals to us. Sometimes we deal to ourselves. I look at these different times of life. Sometimes we have times of great joy. Sometimes we have times of great sadness. All the emotions that we have, bitterness, sorrow, strife, all the emotions we have, happiness, glee, being well excited about what's going on, all of those different things, all of those different stages of life can happen in different ways in the different times of our life. I think about the little babies. You go to throw Easter eggs out into a field, you're going to see a time of excitement and joy that very few of us adults seem to remember. Now, there are some that will be running out in that field with the children to go ahead and find some eggs too. But I got to be honest with you, the joy and the great glee that you have over finding these things out in the field, for a little child, that's probably the most exciting thing that they'll face. For a little child, that's one of the greatest things in the whole wide world. And I'm sure you remember the family videos and pictures of great things that are so simple. Great things that are, oh, the kids are so excited. And wouldn't you wish your kids were so excited and happy over something simple like that again? Wouldn't it be great if it didn't take a $150 electronic device to get your child to smile? Wouldn't it be wonderful to go back to the days when it was so simple to make a child happy? Just a piece of candy or a piece of bubble gum making a child happy. They get a little bit older and it takes a little bit more to get them happier, but they have times of strife and times of fear and times of torment, maybe some nightmares, maybe some bad dreams, but But if you go throughout the stages of a child's life, you can watch every imaginable spectrum of emotion, every imaginable spectrum of what a child can go through growing up. You know your children have gone through it. Then you think about your life of your teenagers. They face a battle today that I didn't face when I was a teenager. They face battles today that we didn't face as a teenager. They face battles today that infiltrate their mind and infiltrate their thoughts. And in my opinion, today the battle is more against their mind and controlling their mind than it's ever been in the past. To get a hold of their mind and to get a hold of their thoughts, I believe that is the general goal of the devil today. I'm not sure that the devil's interested in getting the physicality of the kids anymore, getting them to do those things. He wants control of their mind. He knows that if he has control of their mind, and by the way, it's never been easier than it is right now for the devil to get control of the children's minds. It's never been easier. Very difficult to spot, very difficult to see, and we fight a battle today. But on the other side of that, there's also great joy. I watch the kids get excited over doing things that we used to do. I get excited. I see these kids get excited over doing things for God. I see these kids get excited over going to Cedar Point. I see these kids get excited and have happiness over some of the things that God has done. It's so great to see that. I see some of our young married couples starting to have children, and boy, the joy that that brings. We went over and saw Alicia and Jack's baby. Oh, what a cute little baby. They said, oh, the baby sleeps. Oh, really good. It's a really good baby. I said, yeah, I don't like that. That's not even fair at all. Our baby's never slept. Tiffany was halfway decent, but now she's awake all the time. But as you watch these young marrieds go through these times of great happiness, you see them go through the times of being a little tired. You see them going through the times of worry. What's going to happen to my baby? You see him going over the, oh, it's such a great responsibility now. You get to watch him go through those things and watch him go through those emotions that, thank God, no more babies for us. I get to watch the older ones like me and Bobby and some of you other our agers. The great worries that we have over what's going to happen through the rest of our life. Where are we now? Are we doing what we set out to do? Are we meeting the goals and accomplishments we thought we would? The midlife crisis right around the corner. Dead set in the middle of it with that yellow Camaro down in Atlanta, I'll tell you right now. Knowing the challenges that are coming. Worrying, will we be able to make it? Having the great joy of watching our children do the right thing. Watching sometimes our children mess up a little bit. Watching each other as we go through our life and our married years and seeing the challenges that present themselves over making sure that we do the right thing for our Lord and making sure that we take the right steps for our Lord. I'm going to tell you, it's not as necessarily easy like everyone thinks. Worrying about finances and money, boy, that's a big one. Having that thought process in your mind, yet watching some of the joyous things that come along the way too when you get to serve God and you get to be part of the things that God does, getting to watch people get baptized, even getting to participate in funerals of somebody that was baptized right here in our church during Vacation Bible School. That brings joy. That brings happiness, and the emotions, boy, they just don't stop. What you go through in your life just doesn't stop. You look at the older folks and some of the challenges they face, their bodies starting to maybe wear out a little bit. Seeing some of the things that they have to face in their lives, maybe living on a fixed income, and maybe the kids don't come around as much anymore. Maybe making things a little bit tougher to get around even in your own house, watching those type of things happen. And as I see the senior saints of this church get here and serve, and boy, some of those senior saints have more energy than I do. It's neat to see. It's neat to see and neat to know that the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Sometimes we discount what the children say when they get saved, or we discount what the children say. You know, I got to be honest with you, if I get 25 kids to pray for something, I got to believe the Lord's going to hear that. Why? Because a child's so pure in their heart, and that same God that listens to you and me, that same God that hears you and me, I believe hears that little child. It's no surprise to me to see a kid get saved at 4 and 5 years old. Shoot, the Lord can talk to them at that age. We get a little bit older. Seems like we hear from God less, but he sure does hear from us more. I think about these verses, and I watch the stages of life, and, you know, maybe this doesn't mean a lot to you, but I take great joy in the fact that I've watched folks like Brother Carl and Grandma Sue. I've watched the older folks that are in our church and Grandma Judy. I watched them know that they've got a God and that God doesn't change. I watch when Brother Carl's sweet wife Mary passed away, I watched knowing that I don't know if I'll ever have to go through that. I really don't. But I am sure glad that the God that I have is that God. I mean, maybe that doesn't mean anything to you, but that gives me great hope to know that the God that brought him through that is the same God that's going to bring me through. There are many times of life in our stages of our regular years, just the age, but there's also different times in our spiritual life, isn't there? Oh, you just got saved. You're so excited you don't know a thing, but you know that God loves you. Maybe you get a little bit educated and you think you know everything in the whole wide world. Boy, I got that way right off the bat too. I thought, man, as soon as I could quote John 3:16, I was the next thing coming, buddy. I didn't even know Jesus wept yet, and I could do John 3:16. You know, it's wonderful to see those times in a person's life, and boy, you try to rein them in a little bit. You know, oh, boy, don't get so crazy. Don't get, oh, it's all, I know, great, salvation's wonderful. And you know, boy, doesn't it seem like you go through a time where, okay, I've got this God thing under control. Boy, God just puts up with us, doesn't he? God just puts up with what we have. God just puts up with what we do. God puts up with our callousness and our lukewarmness sometimes. But boy, isn't it great to know that that same God over that brand new saved person is that same God over that senior saint that's been saved 60 years. Well, that might not bring comfort to you. But I've got great comfort to know my God doesn't change, even on the days when I do. My God doesn't go away, even the days when I go away from him. My God is still the same, even though the days that I seem to not be the same to him. I'm so happy that God is in every stage. Now look at these verses with me. I'm not going to take long tonight. Verse 4 says, "And even to your old age, I am he." You know, senior saints, I talk about this kind of stuff, and I try to encourage you folks all the time. You must pass on what you know. You must pass on to my generation, because my generation is relatively ignorant and lazy. My generation does not want to do the things of God. We don't want to go after the things of God. We would just rather sit back and enjoy our lives and do those things. It's very difficult out there in this world to find somebody that's my age that wants to work. Very difficult. I'm very thankful that there's a lot of folks that work like crazy around this place. But understand this, by and large, the world that's out there today of my age and younger just doesn't want to work. And I see these things, and I look at your old age, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. I'm saying this in a very honoring way. You must pass on what you know. You must pass on that God that's been that God to you for all these years. You must pass on that Jesus Christ that has brought you through, that Jesus Christ that has done those things for you. I'm glad that that same God is my God too, but I've got to know about how did he bring you through it? How did he take you through it? As we watched our senior saints go through hip surgeries and knee surgeries and sicknesses and all these things, we need to know. We need to know that it's God that brought you through. We need to know who that is. We need to be introduced to him. Seems like kids are just bulletproof today. They don't need God. They don't need God. I'd like my kids to know they need God today. They need God tomorrow. They need God forever. Because if they can get introduced to that God now, they'll have a God to call on the rest of their years. And even to your old age, I am he. That never changes. I'm so excited that from today, right now, in my life, all the way through till I die or go up in the rapture, I am he matters to me. He's always there. Look at this. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. What's he going to do for you? Now, he doesn't say, only when you get old I'll carry you. He doesn't say even when only when you're going through the bad times will I carry you. He doesn't say only when you're happy will I carry you, or when you need me will I carry you. He just plain out says, I'm going to carry you. Even to your hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even will I carry and deliver you. Do you know that doesn't just start when you get older? but it's going to be there until you are. I think about what's going to happen in the days to come, and you could preach that a million different directions if you wanted. You could go in a thousand directions, rapture this, tarry a long time. There's a million things we could talk about. You could delve into the book of Revelation, stay there for an entire year and still never cover all of it. And I don't believe you'd know what you was talking about half the time anyhow. And as you watch what happens in a person's life going through these stages and going through the things that God has for them, even when we're ignorant of Him or even when we don't care about Him, He's still carrying us. You get saved, God's still carrying you. How many have ever heard of the poem Footprints? Very popular. That's not what the Bible says. I look at this, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible doesn't say that you'll be walking with you. The Bible said He's carrying you. Throughout your good times, He's carrying you. Throughout your bad times, He's bearing you. Throughout all these times, God is taking care of us. God is going ahead and delivering us and being with us and walking with our load on Him and our burdens on Him. And it's great to know that God that could carry Betty through her surgery is the same God that can carry me through my times, the same God that can carry Daphne through her times, the same God that can carry Miss Debbie through her times, the same God that can carry Brother Mike, the same God, the same God, the same God. Autumn, it's the same God. No matter what God you're looking for, that's the God that you have. That God is going to carry you throughout all your life. That God is what you've got. Now, see, you can get, oh, Brother Dave, you know, you was really mean this morning. I would to God we'd want to get rid of sin in our lives. I really do. I really do. Sin is tiresome. Sin is tiresome for those that are preaching against it. Sin, because nothing ever happens. What message would it take? You were nice a minute ago. Why'd you have to change? Because I'm not God. I do change. You know what bothers me? I want to know, what message would it take? Huh? What would have to happen in your life to want to get you right? What would have to come up? Would you have to have a death of a loved one? Would you have to have a major tragedy? Would you have to have your whole house rattled by God to get you to do? What would it take? Can we preach a message that would get us to want to do? Can we do something? You know, it's been my experience that we can't do a thing. Us preachers, all we can do is preach. Do you know the change has got to come within you? All the way, this is, and by the way, this works for every age too. Even you old folks, you can't teach an old dog new trick. Let me tell you, I've seen a lot of old people do new stuff. That same God that can help change the life of a 5-year-old is that same God that can help change the life of Carl McDaniel. That same God that has carried us through all these years of disobedience. That same God that has carried us through all these years of strife. That same God that has brought you through all the uncomfortable moments in your days. That same God that is there for me is there for you. And I'm going to tell you right now, that same God that was there for me and you is the same God that was there for Paul. Is the same God that was there for David, the same God that was there for Moses. God has not changed. Do you know how much a great comfort I take? I know this isn't going to up your preaching meters. I know this isn't going to make you so excited that you were here tonight. But don't you take great comfort in the fact that God is going to be with you from the beginning all the way to the end, from the womb to the womb to the tomb, from birth to earth. Your God is going to be that God for the rest of your life. I don't have to worry about changing over to Jehovah Witness halfway through. Huh? How many people are religion changers? I'm going to tell you, they're loaded. The world's loaded with them. Well, Buddhism didn't work, so I jumped over to Eastern mysticism. Well, that didn't work, so I jumped over to witchcraft. Now I'm a lichen. Well, I'm not a lichen what you are. I'm going to tell you, this world is loaded with people searching. Why do you think they become alcoholics? They're searching. The drugs, they're searching. Aren't you glad that you made it here? Aren't you glad you made it in your Bible? Aren't you glad you tapped into that God that's going to be that God forever? And guess what? This is what's great. Do you know when eternity comes in heaven, that same God's going to be there too? That same God, that same Christ with the wounds in his hands, the wounds in his feet, the wounds in his brow, that same God is going to be there. That same God has prepared a place for us. That same God is the one we're going to get to see. It's not going to be a stranger that we're going to. I feel sorry for folks that are in a religion where God changes. I feel sorry for folks that believe that God is different to a 5-year-old than he is to a 65-year-old. That same God that can answer prayers of justice can answer prayers for Brother McDaniel. That same God that can answer prayers for little baby Gracelyn. I believe she can pray. Oh, she might not understand it all. She knows where God is, though. Just ask her. By the way, he's always going to be there. The rest of her days, she can point. There he is. Aren't you glad to know that? This is simple. I understand that. But I can't get over the fact that I don't ever have to change. I can't get over the fact that I can preach the rest of my days that same God. That same God. Well, men try to change him. Men try to make God what they would like God to be. But Colton, that's not my God. My God's always going to be my God. He's the same always. Yesterday, today, forever. That's our God. And as I think about growing older, I know I'm only 43 years old. It's not like I'm beating down the door of senior citizenship. But I take great comfort in knowing that in 35 years, the preaching will still be the same. In 35 years, my God will still be carrying me. My God will still be there with me. My God will still be cheering me on. My God is still preparing a place for me. My God is still there. This promise is a very, very rich promise. This promise is not something that we can take lightly. If you look at this verse, even to your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made you. Isn't that wonderful that verse in Psalms exists? You're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that my soul knoweth right well. Isn't it wonderful to know that God made you and he doesn't make a bum in the lot? Isn't it great to know that God made you, that same God? I made you. I will bear you. And sometimes we're not easy to bear. But there's God still bearing us. Not only will he bear us, he will carry us. And God bless, he's going to deliver us. We go through times, and I've seen people get delivered, but you know the same God delivers people the same. It might take different things. It might take different circumstances, but God is still delivering the way God has delivered throughout all time. And that same God is going to deliver the same way throughout all time. That's never going to change. I take great comfort in the fact that this God bears me, this God carries me. Why is it so difficult to believe in eternal security when your God never changes? Why is it so difficult to believe that he's going to take care of our eternal souls when God never changes? Why is it so difficult? I don't have the problem with that. I'm so thankful that my God will be my God even when I'm old. I guarantee you go back and read some of the messages that Charles Haddon Spurgeon preached way back in the whatever hundreds it was. Do you know those messages ring true today the same? Do you know that the messages Dr. Hiles preached in the 70s and 80s and 90s are still the same as the messages today? Did you know the Bible hasn't changed unless man's changed it? By the way, even then it hasn't changed. It's still right here. I'm going to tell you right now, we've got a God that doesn't change, and I get to live my life on the solid ground knowing everything else may crumble around me, but my God is still my God all throughout my life. We've had kids come into the school. All they want is stability. All they want is a day-after-day environment. Most people want that. They want that solid ground to stand on. Aren't you glad you got a home? Aren't you glad you got a place? Aren't you? People want that. Aren't you glad you got a God that never, ever changes? No matter how old you get, Phyllis, listen, how many have been saved here over 30 years? Has anybody been saved? Oh, my soul. Over 30 years. Do you realize that same God that saved you over 30 years ago is still around? Well, you might think that's crazy, but I take great comfort in that. How many have been saved over 40? Good night. That same God, the same Lord over all, is rich unto all. I'm only 43 years old. Some of you have been saved longer than I've been alive. You're old. But that same God, but listen, that same God, to me, this is key. That same God that I accepted when I was 11 years old on Galena Street, that same God's been carrying me all these years. 32 of them. He's been carrying me. And by the way, no matter how long I live, He's going to continue to carry me. I take great solace in knowing that my message is never going to have to change. If I change it, it's on me, not on Him. God is always the same. And even when we get old, from out all the years, even when we get old, God is still carrying us. God is still bearing us. God is still delivering us. God is still God throughout all these years. No matter what stage you are in your life, God is still going to be God. From the baby to the senior saint, God is still going to be God. I know that's a simple thought, but man, that makes me excited and happy to know that my God's never going to change. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank You so very, very, very much that You do not change. I thank You so much that You do not lie. I thank You so much for Your Word that, Lord, Your Word never changes. I'm so thankful that Lord, You've given us these verses to know that even when we get older, Lord, we're still going to be carried by You, still going to be delivered by You. Even in the maturity of our spirituality, Lord, You still recognize that we're sinful people and need a God that loves them and need a God that'll carry them and bear them and deliver them. Lord God, help us. Help us to pass down that what we have learned. Help the senior saints to pass down the things that they know. Help them to help kids like me that don't know all the things that they know. Help them to help kids like me that haven't heard everything, that haven't seen everything. They've got stories, Lord, of Your deliverance. They've got stories, Lord, of where You carried them. They've got stories, Lord, of where You helped them. And Lord, those stories have never changed. You've been doing it for a very, very, very long time. Lord, help us to take great comfort in that. Help us to take great comfort in the fact that You love us so much that You're always going to take care of us. Lord God, if there's one here that doesn't know You as Savior, oh Lord, please let them accept You today, because then their life can have that one stable part. Because life truly is not stable. Boast ye not of the morrow. You don't know what a day's going to bring forth. Lord, it could be one thing today and one thing tomorrow. I just did a funeral for a 31-year-old girl that had no intention of dying that day. Lord, please help us to hold on to You. And Lord, thank You so much for holding on to us, bearing us up, carrying us throughout all of our years, no matter what stage in life we're in, no matter what stage in spirituality we're in, You are always the same. Thank You, God, for that very thing. With every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around, how many can say, you know what? I know that I know that I know 100% sure that changeless God has saved my soul. I know for sure that I'm going to heaven. Could you put your hand up real big and tall? You may put them down. Every hand in the room went up. So here we are. I think it's time to thank God a little bit for this simple truth. I know it's simple. I know that this is nothing you haven't heard before. But boy, it is sure wonderful to know that our God never changes. Even when we have a bad day, He's still there to bear us up. Even when we have a good day, He's still there to carry us. Even when we have great excitement spiritually, He's still there to help us out. He's still there to carry us. When we're having disputes with our loved ones, He's still there. When we're having bad health, He's still there. He's always there. He's always there. He changes not. What a great God we have. From birth all the way to earth, we've got our God, and even through eternity after, that same God is always going to be there. What a great God we serve. Dear Lord, I thank You again for this opportunity to preach Your word. Lord, thank You for always being there. Lord, please let us never take it for granted how wonderful You are. Let us turn our hearts to You tonight, Lord, please. And I pray all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's all stand.